Welcome back. One of the key players on your journey will be ego. Ego sometimes gets a bad rap, but as all warriors know, ego is necessary and powerful. It is often referred to as self-esteem, self-importance, self-worth, self-respect, self-image, and self-confidence. Conscious awareness has been said to reside in the ego. The skill lies in becoming friends with your ego so that it serves you and you don't serve it. One of the most important discoveries that you'll make on this journey and pass along to your students is that your mind may have a tendency to judge you and or those around you. This is very important to acknowledge. We want to minimize the judgment in order to maximize the empowerment. We want to discipline our minds to realize that moving into a state of appreciation for our mind and body is essential to our progress. Acknowledging that every workout is different, every day is different, and each time we go to train, we walk into that room with a different experience from our day. This daily experience can impact what kind of workout we have. We want to simply be okay with this. We want our students to be okay with this. Eliminate the judgment and move through it, acknowledging that our mind and body are doing the best they can do that day. This has nothing to do with how our training went yesterday or how it will go tomorrow. And it certainly has nothing to do with what the person next to us is doing. One of my favorite Red Warrior cues is mind your own business. There are three states of mind that will guide your participants on this journey. If they're having a state of mind one kind of day, for example, you will always show all three states of mind and give them permission to choose what state of mind feels comfortable for them that day. Now remember, state of mind one isn't necessarily easier than state of mind three. It simply requires a different skill set. We'll go into greater detail of the states of mind later on in the training. Most importantly, we want to end each round in a state of appreciation. Let's talk a little more about the boot camp or military segment. How is this different in Red Warrior? When you look at the regiment that comes with military training, you see the intensity of it, and you understand that this is being designed as a survival mechanism. It's very much about quick response, and in many cases, life or death situations. As a result, it is a very focused and intense type of training. When we say intense, we're talking about mentally intense. It is not necessarily physically intense. It's a great marriage with martial arts because there is that mental discipline that must take place. Think about that soldier who's deployed. They're dropped into an environment where nothing is familiar. All of the things that made them feel safe, their family, their home, and friends are gone. And they find themselves having to tune in, tap in to the training they received in order to survive. They must quiet their mind, get out of their own way, and become empowered to move through the situation. Granted, not all of us find ourselves literally in this environment, but certainly we have all had days that feel like combat. Life can be challenging. These tools can help. You may find some of the military-related movement we do different than that found in traditional fitness boot camps. This is because we're striving to simulate movement that's used in the field and the discipline of the mind in the field. For example, in combat, men and women rely on one another to get through. Certainly, this is true in Red Warrior. You will coach your students and work with your class as a unit. They will move through the workout together. Simply put, warriors are more powerful collectively than individually. After speaking with martial arts experts, we found that a common understanding, regardless of the genre of martial art, is the belief that one must be still in order to be the most powerful one can be. The stillness, of course, refers to the mind. This again is the marriage that Red Warrior provides between formats. An extremely effective workout that anyone can be a part of. Once you've experienced the workout, clarity will come. Each time you experience the workout, your warrior will evolve and new discoveries will be made. And of course, once you begin teaching, a whole new journey begins. Our question for you is, what does your warrior look like? This is different for each instructor as well as each participant. At this time, I'd like to ask you to pause and work on this definition. This is for your eyes only. This understanding is between you and your inner warrior and doesn't need to go any further than that. Take some time to do this without distraction. For some of you, that might take 5 minutes. For me, it took quite a bit longer. I felt a strong desire to have clarity around my inner warrior. This definition will move around. As you participate in the workouts and as you begin to instruct, you are going to move through different progressions. You're going to find those different destinations. You're going to align with new possibilities. You will become more and more empowered. Enjoy the process.